It's music time in Africa.
Hello, good people. Wani ni Mariwati. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell from Washington, and this is VOA Africa. I'm so happy to be with you again today. Are you ready to spend your next hour with me, grooving, smiling, maybe even dancing to great African music? 'Cause it's on, people. Our focus this hour zooms in on Morocco. Yeah, earlier this month, I was there in the desert dunes of the Sahara for the Targhout Festival. It happened in January, just outside of the southern oasis town of Mohamed El Ghilan. I brought you back exclusive music and interviews with artists you're gonna love. Today, I'm also bringing you wonderful tunes from Malawi, Côte d'Ivoire, Mali, Rwanda, Algeria, and South Africa. Gwen joins us in the middle of the hour, too, for more fan mail. So keep it locked right here. And we're rolling out with Mha Mbalanganda by Malawi's superstar Waliko Makala. This town was once a paradise, he sings. Now it's in ruins. Young people, your materialistic appetite is destructive. Let's return to spirituality.
I'm done.
hey, people! That was Waliko Makala with Mha Mbalanganda from his 2006 album, Moto. This is Heather, and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa. Okay, from the proud nation of the 2015 Africa World Cup champions, Côte d'Ivoire, here's Coupe de Calais King, Serge Beno. God doesn't choose capable men, goes his opening verse, but rather renders men he chooses capable. Thank you, God.
Car Dieu ne choisit pas les hommes capables, mais rend plutôt capables ceux qui le choisissent. Merci, Seigneur. Appelez-moi Serge Beno. Texinini, yai. Seketa.
Nabiri kuwinde, mama zala kukaduluwe. Ye baragodae, mama zala kubine bine. Ye bibibi, mama zala kubreke bre.
Ye drogba.
Ala marika, mama zala kutraka traka. Susu wabiene.
Susu
wabiene.
Susu
wabiene.
Kader Keita.
Ok bébé, Susu wabiene.
Zokora DJ Maestro.
Après mes positions, moi je le commandant, c'est ma yibele.
Jalousie à que tu loué, maman dans la couvre tout loué, ce n'est pas ma faute, à la canine dit maman, voté c'est kata iboro.
Ah, il
y a dansé, j'y la
Beno,
parlez écouter,
aïe aïe aïe, il y a dansé,
ma naissance carisse, Beno,
parlez écouter,
ah,
il y a dansé,
wish manager. Un petit bébé, tôt. Quelle que soit la couleur du mouton, la tabaski aura lieu. Hey! DJ DMX! Les sœurs d'Abala de New York.
Ooh, that is happy music right there. You're with Heather, and that was Serge Benoît from Côte d'Ivoire with Loco Loco. And if you want to learn the dance to that song, get on YouTube, and you'll be working it in no time.
You're listening to Africa through its own music. Stay locked in right here on Music Time in Africa.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Heather. By popular request, I'm bringing this next song back again this week. It's called Furu, and it's about marriage and the right to choose. Malians Jamisako and Penzi reject the age-old tradition of forbidding marriage between nobles and non-nobles. They believe that love should rule, not tradition.
Music time in Africa.
Balmao, faga limania, aga odiundi furula, furue alata de mogotate. Aga donga fo, furute fantaye, famayate, artisiate, ziliate, ni flaka kanunedo. Wa ate kurane kono, ate biblu kono, aga jedron ka limania, ka duga uke diun yoka ben furu yoron mama, ka siya uluma udabla, balimao. Alaka mbebe furu yoro nyumama.
Nema ni famu, wana te furu.
sweet. That was Jami Sako and Penzi singing Furu, a plea to the elders. Let them marry for love, despite their different backgrounds.
Z-O-A.
This is Heather, and listen, I want to know what you think about marriage. Should it be based on love or tradition? Tell me what you think on my Facebook page or my group page, and I'll share your thoughts on air next week. Just go to Music Time in Africa.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
VOA.
The moment has come to focus the lens and zoom in on music in Morocco. This country has a lot of music festivals, but this is one you may have not heard of before. It's called Festival Taragalt, or Taragalt Festival, and it takes place every year since 2010 in the dunes of Morocco's Sahara Desert. Its mission? To encourage dialogue, cultural exchange, and social cohesion in the Sahara and Sahel regions, not just Morocco. I was there, man. It was cool and cold, but definitely worth it. The performances were magical. I interviewed three bands to learn more about Moroccan music and how the festival mission resonated with the artists themselves. From a windy corner outside one of the artists' tents, here I'm huddled together with the festival's headlining vocalist, Aziz Samawi, and his band, University of Ganawa. Let's meet him.
This is Heather Maxwell. I'm here in Taragalt, southern Morocco. This is the second day of the festival, and I have with me a wonderful band that I've just met called the University of Ganawa. And it's led by a very well-known musician. His name is Aziz Samawi.
Yes.
How are you doing, Aziz?
I am happy to be here. I feel free. Beautiful place in the desert, music, beautiful invitation. We are honored. It smiles freedom, blue sky, beautiful words, nice poetry.
And you're performing tonight?
Yes, we will play University of Ganawa with John Cancan, drummer. And then Alioune Ouad, from the beginning, he's not only musician, he is my best friend, and he's singing and playing bass. And then Gimba.
Who's dancing right now.
Yes, Gimba got the groove. And a young guy, beautiful musician, full of love, and he's playing guitar.
Excellent.
This is Aziz Samawi talking with me in Mohamed El Ghihlan, Morocco, at the Taragalt Festival. Now, Aziz is Moroccan, born and raised in Marrakech, but this was his first time being in the Moroccan desert. He'd never been invited to perform at the festival either. He was emotional about it, all wrapped up in the noble feeling of love, peace, and unity. Listen.
I think that's it for the group, right?
There is Adil too.
Adil.
Oh, okay.
Adil, singer and drummer too.
Okay.
Percussion.
While he's coming, one more question. How would you describe the music you're going to play tonight?
The first word come into my mind is, I'm going to go directly to this. It's really a friendship, and it's really love, kind of union between all of us. Music is one of reason who gave us the energy. This is just one of a lot of reason to be all together and to communicate with people, with this freedom we can feel in the wind, this change, this métissage, because this is the future. And we are all together defending this sentiment, a noble sentiment. I mean love.
Mm-hmm.
We are happy to be here and to partager.
Mm-hmm. Share.
Share, yes, a moment with Sahrawi people, like here today in desert in Mohamed El Ghihlan. And it's a really wonderful invitation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Here's Afro Maghrebin from his 2014 album and a big hit that night on the magnificent moonlit desert stage. This is Heather, and you just heard Afro Maghrebin by University of Ganawa from Morocco. There's more music and interviews from the Taragalt Festival coming up. Ben Zabo from Mali and a wonderful local band called Dara Tribes. But first, let's get deeper into the North African mood with this mega hit by Khaled, C'est la vie. That's life. If you haven't seen this music video, do it now.
We see the
Wow, that was C'est la vie, that's life, by the legendary Algerian singer-songwriter Khaled. Now, it's time for fan mail, followed up by one of the fans' requests from 1986. Hi there, Gwen.
Hi, Heather.
It is so nice to have you back on the show this week.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. And I've got fan mail, of course.
I was counting on it.
Everything is from Facebook this week, Heather. Some on your Music Time in Africa page and some on your Music Time in Africa group page, which is slightly different because fans can post their own things on the group page.
True, like videos and music.
Right. But on the fan page, people can only post comments and reviews of the page. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, yep. So both are good, but the group page lets fans post their own stuff.
You are right.
All right, so now that we've cleared that up, let's get started.
Okay.
First up, Usman Zakari Ibrahim from Katsina, Nigeria, posted this message. Beautiful melodies from around there. Keep it up. It's time for music, time for dancing. That's it, short and sweet.
See, you're right, short and sweet. Thank you, Usman. Do you know what he does for a living, Gwen?
I believe he's a teacher at National Youth Service Corps.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And also from Nigeria, Alfred Dominic Sarki from Kaduna State posted this message, all capital letters. Hello, presenter. I'm enjoying your program. I'm proud to be an African. Thanks.
Oh, hey, Alfred. I'm so glad to hear that.
And now here's a funny one from Terfagundu. Hi, Dr. Heather Maxwell. I will not stop wishing you a happy new year until the year becomes older. Happy new year to you once again. I must commend you for your inclusive compilation of African music. Mm-hmm. Keep it up. Kindly play any nice African music for all listeners of this Music Time in Africa in Benue State, Nigeria.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Terfa. And I'll play a song for you a little later in the show. So keep your ears peeled.
All right. And we have one more, Heather. This is from Dale Daze. It looks like Days. Could be Dale Daze.
It could be. I'm not sure.
I don't know, but I'll say Daze.
Yeah.
Okay. And he says, happy weekend, Heather. I just returned from Jos Tucano, having spent the Valentine with my wife and kids. Mm-hmm. Hoping to listen to your program this weekend on Dala FM 88.5, Kanu, Nigeria. Please play me any song of South Africa's Paul Simon. Thanks.
Oh, hello, yeah. Dale. It sounds like you had a lovely Valentine's weekend. I mean, what better way to spend that than with your wife and kids, right?
Right.
Well, Gwen, thanks for bringing this nice fan mail to me and to all of our listeners.
You're welcome, Heather.
And guess what?
What?
I've got a Paul Simon right here at my fingertips.
Ooh.
Yep, it's called Gumboots. So, Dale, this one's for you.
I was having this discussion in a taxi heading downtown, rearranging my position on this friend of mine who had a little bit of a breakdown. I said, hey, you know, breakdowns, common breakdowns go, so what are you gonna do about it? That's what I'd like to know. Now, you don't feel you could love me, but I feel you could. It was in the early morning hours when I fell into a phone call, believing I had supernatural powers, I slammed into a brick wall. I said, hey, is this my problem? Is this my fault? If that's the way it's gonna be, I wanna call the whole thing to a halt. You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you could. You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you could. I was walking down the street when I thought I heard this voice say, ain't we walking down the same street together on the very same day? I said, hey, senorita, That's astute, I said. Why don't we get together and call ourselves an institute? You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you could.
You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you.
You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you could.
This is Heather, and we just heard Gumboots by American singer-songwriter Paul Simon. It's from his award-winning 1986 Graceland album recorded in South Africa during that country's era of apartheid. Now, back to Morocco. This is the sound of Ben Zabo, a Malian singer and guitarist who performed at Festival Taragalt. Now, I was at this festival in January, located in the northern fringe of the Sahara Desert, and its mission was to encourage dialogue, cultural exchange, and social cohesion in the Sahara and Sahel regions. So Ben, coming from Mali, he had a unique perspective, being at once an outsider as a Malian and an insider as a Sahelian. I caught up with Ben the day after his concert. Oh, and don't mind the background noise.
This is Heather, and I'm sitting here in a big tent in southern Morocco, the town of Mohamed El Ghizlan, with a wonderful young artist from San, Mali, Ben Zabo.
Yeah.
Ben tells me his English is a little rusty, so I'll help him out, but I'm sure he's going to be just fine. I saw him last night with his wonderful group. He plays guitar and he sings. And they're a lot of fun. They have xylophones, the pentatonic xylophones from Senufo Mnyanka, drums, djembe. He sings, he dances. It's just wonderful. How are you doing, Ben?
I'm fine.
Good.
And you?
I'm fine.
All right.
Is this your first time at this festival, Taragalt?
Yes, the very first time.
Very first time.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
do you find it?
It's wonderful.
Yeah?
Beautiful. And it has been so many times I have not seen the desert like this since they start the war in Mali, because I used to go to a festival au desert in Mali, and it has been a few years I have not been desert.
So you're happy to find the sand,
yeah,
the climate.
Yeah. Very, very happy.
Even though we're in southern Morocco, not northern Mali,
yeah.
Do you feel like it's about the same?
I think the same. Yes,
wow.
It is the same. And I think even the people, the way they are living is similar.
Have you been to Morocco before?
Yeah, in 2012.
Okay.
I came here for a festival to Ouarzazate.
Mm-hmm.
And, but at Taragalt Festival, this is the very first time.
First time.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's Heather, and you're listening to Ben Zabo and I talking in Morocco from inside the reporter's tent at the Taragalt Festival that took place in January. We were right there in the Sahara Desert, man. Here, Ben talks about his new album, his Bois heritage, and how he engages his music to address Mali's current social and political challenges.
You gave me your album earlier today. When did you produce that?
This is the latest one. It has been released on December 2014. And it is named Wamaliba in our mother tongue. That means our great Mali. And this album, I made it about the situation Mali has lived the 2-3 last years because of the crisis. And I tell many things about the crisis, and also it is an engaged album because also I fight against the politicians' way to lead the country. I think this crisis is due to the way they are doing politics in Mali.
I see, both before the war and now.
After, and even after. And I think there is a responsibility of the universal community to help Mali overcome this crisis. Mali cannot resolve alone this problem.
I see.
Yeah.
Your new album.
Yeah.
What is the song people like most?
The first one is named Mali Voa, and that means Mali calling. You know, Mali is calling us to work and to give hands each other and to do unity and peace. Yes.
What language are you singing in?
I sing in Boa language. And, you know, among Mali and Burkina Faso, we are not too many, and that's why many people don't know about our culture.
Are some of the songs from your Boa tradition, or is it just more popular pan-Malian?
No, it's rhythms are Boa rhythms, because
okay.
Our rhythms are very different from Mandeng and other Malian ethnic group musics. But I think the songs are my songs, but I just try to do something like a fusion between traditional and modern.
I see.
So.
Yeah, I felt that last night. It was a little different,
yeah.
But it was still easy to sing and dance.
And
too.
Dance, yes.
Yeah.
Because I think if I did only traditional music, maybe people worldwide will not love it, because they don't understand the language, they don't understand the rhythms.
Yeah.
But I have to put something together. They will see this sounds like rock, this sounds like funk, and then I have my traditional instrument, the balafone and percussions, that sounds Malian, African, and Boa. So the two things together, they can, Boa people can love, and also other people can like, even they don't understand the language.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the time. It's great to meet you.
Thank you, too.
And when do you think you're coming to the United States?
I think in March I will be to New Orleans for a festival.
Good luck. I hope you like America.
Thank you.
And best of luck in your future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
wamalineti, 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 wamalineti. Lomi le wale dewe wabari wanyo amaliwa. Kaitu zama yidewe. Kulikoro yira yidewe. Siasotu zama yidewe. Seutu yira yidewe. Mopti tiara yidewe. Kautu zama yidewe. Tu ira ibewe Kidali tu ira teremite Here tu ira teremite O tu ira ibewe Mali tu sama ibewe Waniyo mi manyi bere wa malifo wa urete Waniyo mi manyi bere bichoma omutengwe Malifo wa urete Omachofo wa urete Michoma
Yeah, hello everybody. This is Heather and that was Ben Zabo with Mali Vowa, Mali Calling.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind the ice and snow. On my way to Bamako to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. A great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Gonna meet his family.
Here's a Pan-African hit by Belge Rwandan superstar Stromae. Papa Ute means Papa, where are you? Stromae's father, a Rwandan architect, was mostly absent during his childhood and then killed during the 1994 Rwandan genocide. His mother raised him, and this song reflects this personal part of his life.
Dites-moi d'où il vient, enfin je saurai où je vais. Maman dit que lorsqu'on cherche bien, on finit toujours par trouver. Elle dit qu'il n'est jamais très loin, qu'il part très souvent travailler. Maman dit travailler c'est bien, bien mieux qu'être mal accompagné. Pas vrai? Où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins mille fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey. Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es, 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 où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Quoi, qu'on y croit ou pas, y aura bien un jour où on n'y croira plus. Un jour ou l'autre, on sera tous papa et d'un jour à l'autre, on aura disparu. Serons-nous détestables? Serons-nous admirables? Des géniteurs ou des génies? Dites-nous qui donne naissance aux irresponsables? Hein? Dites-nous qui? Tiens, tout le monde sait comment on fait des bébés, mais personne sait comment on fait des papas. Monsieur, je sais tout, on aurait hérité, c'est ça. Faut le sucer de son pouce ou quoi? Dites-nous où c'est caché, et ça doit faire au moins mille fois qu'on a bouffé nos doigts. Hey! Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Papa, dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins mille fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins mille fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Où t'es, papa, où t'es?
That was Papa Ute by Stromae, a multi-award-winning, wonderful Belge-Rwandan artist that everyone seems to love, including me.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. Once again, that's blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists, and discover new ones, too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or just a shout-out. Artists, send in your music and videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com.
Hi there. Don't forget to write me and tell me what you think about marriage. The question is, should it be based on love or tradition? Let me know, and I'll share your thoughts next week. So, let's get back to the music of Morocco. We've got time to hear from one more band that rocked at the Tarragalt Festival in January.
So this is Heather Maxwell, and it's day three, the final day of Festival Tarragalt in Mhamid, El Ghislan. I say that pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's good.
I've been practicing. In southern Morocco, I'm sitting here with a group of young men, all from the area, except for one who is really now from the area, but this is Thomas, who's a Peace Corps volunteer, an American living here. He's taken quite an interest in music. So we're going to talk to each of the guys and see what they're doing in music.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you. We really appreciate your time and interest in our music and our band. This is Dada Tribes. They're a local band. They're from Taghounitz. It's in the south of Morocco, and they're kind of at the entrance to the Sahara Desert, just north of Mhamid El Ghislan. They're a newly formed band, and this is their first festival experience in Morocco, so they're very happy to be here.
My name is Rashid Berezougi. I play guitar solo in the band Dada Tribes.
It's Dada Tribes? Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Dara is the region.
Oh, Dara.
From where does that down? And then tribes is an English word. And there are a number of tribes throughout the region, and mm-hmm. that each of them comes from a different tribe. Yeah.
So what tribe do you come from?
Eshme Qabila.
Sahrawa. Sahrawa Arib.
Okay.
It's an Arabic tribe in the Sahara Desert.
Mm-hmm. My name is Mustafa Karmim. I play strumming, guitar. I come from Amazigh. I am Amazigh.
Thank you.
Okay, my name is Abdelkabir Sadi from Taghounitz. I'm from guitar bass.
And what tribe are you?
Reggaga. It is in the Valley of Dra. Mm-hmm. Mix Berber and Arab. Reggaga, yeah.
Thomas, do each of them speak a different language or just a different dialect? Of?
Mustafa speaks Tamazight. Mm-hmm. Mada, his tribe, he says it's a mix between Arabic and Tamazight language, and so it's sort of that variation. Mm-hmm. Rashid, he speaks Arabic. And Bakhir, he just speaks Arabic.
Okay, and since we're coming to him.
My name is Bakhir. I'm from Taghounitz. Play djembe and the battery. I am in Gnawa, Manar.
Great. Tell me about your favorite song. You gave me yesterday a demo, mm-hmm. basically, the first one that they have put together. What is their favorite song on that album? And I'll play it.
It's called Dara Zaman. Zaman is like time, and Dara is the region Dara. And so the song talks about the Dara Valley from 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and where it is today. And the lyrics in the song go, "You were a flower in a beautiful litten garden, but now because of desertification and there's been a long drought the last 15 years or so," the song goes, "You were a flower, but you woke up and it's like autumn. It's there's no more green, everything's brown." And that song has really resonated with them just because of how they've seen drought sort of affect their everyday lives. Date harvest is a huge economic thing in the region, especially in our town. And since I've been here, I've noticed that drop. And there's some major flooding in the region that I had never seen before. And I've only been here for 2 years. They say it hasn't rained like that in 25 years. My house collapsed. It was a huge regional issue. That song kind of encapsulates all of that, mm-hmm. just with music.
That's Thomas, an American Peace Corps volunteer, and the local band that performed at the Tarragalt Festival in January, Dada Tribes.
Here is their best song, they say, Dara Zaman. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather, and that was Dara Tribes, a young band from Taguanit, Morocco. Well, it's time to say goodbye. I hope you enjoyed today's special on Moroccan music and the Taragalt Festival. You can find more out about that festival on the website www.taragalt, and that's spelled T-A-R-A-G-A-L-T-E. Or you can get on my Facebook and blog and follow the links. Join me again next week on Friday at 0900 and Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 1500, 2000, and 2200 UTC. I'm Heather Maxwell for VOA Africa, and this is Music Time in Africa.